The 2024 NHL entry draft is just a few weeks away. Normally, this would be a big deal for fans of the Vancouver Canucks, something they would have been anticipating for months as it became clear the team wasn't going to make the playoffs. This season was a little bit different. It's not only that the Canucks made the playoffs and came within one game of the Western Conference Final, but also that they traded away a couple of higher picks along the way to putting their team together. As of right now, the Vancouver Canucks don't have first or second round picks in the draft. The first round pick was sent to the Calgary Flames as part of the trade for Elias Lindholm, while the second round pick was the cost of dumping Jason Dickinson's salary on the Chicago Blackhawks back in 2022. The Canucks could trade for more picks in the coming weeks, but, as it stands, the Canucks' first pick of the draft won't be until 93rd overall in the third round. After that, the Canucks have a fourth-round pick, 2 sixth-round picks, and a seventh-round pick. The challenge of finding a tough prospect without a top pick. It can be tough to find talent picking that late in the draft. Teams typically don't even have lists long enough to have a prospect rank 93rd overall. An NHL team won't rank every prospect available. Instead, they'll spend a decent chunk of their pre-draft meetings putting prospects on their Do Not Draft, DND, list. Players that have some sort of disqualifying factor that they believe makes them unlikely to make it to the NHL or not a good fit for their organization. Instead of ranking hundreds of prospects, a team will typically have a primary list of 40 to 50 prospects and supplement that main list with positional lists. Those positional lists will have the next best prospects at each position so that if a team exhausts their primary list, they can fill in positions of need in the prospect pool with later picks. You'll often hear a general manager or a head scout say that a player drafted in a later round was ranked a lot higher than that round on their list, giving off the impression that they believe they got first or second round value with a late round pick. If you keep in mind that teams have much shorter lists than the public draft rankings, that will help you keep such comments in perspective. The last time the Canucks didn't pick until the third round of the draft was in 2020, taking defenseman Joni Germeau 82nd overall. Germeau has given little indication that he has an NHL future in the past 4 years, though he was part of the trade package for Lindholm. Selected on either side of Germeau, however, were two NHL players. Defenseman Wyatt Kaiser for the Blackhawks and winger Alex Laferriere for the Los Angeles Kings. So, it's certainly possible the Canucks could get a prospect with an NHL future with their first pick of the draft. To get a better idea of who that prospect might be, let's take a look at who the experts in the public sphere have ranked 93rd overall. While some public rankings have yet to be released or have only released their top 32 for the first round, others have released longer lists that include 93rd overall. Who the Canucks pick won't necessarily be among these prospects. This is more to just give you an idea the type of player the Canucks might get. Parker Alkoz, D. Edmonton Oil Kings, WHL. Elite Prospects has Canadian defenseman Parker Alkoz ranked 93rd overall, describing him as a tall, smooth defenseman with shutdown defensive potential and a sneaky good puck game. The 6 feet 3 inches Alkoz is one of the younger players in the draft, as he doesn't turn 18 until July 20th and breezed through big minutes, according to Elite Prospects. Sounds like a solid prospect, but he only had 15 points in 67 games this past season in the WHL for the Edmonton Oil Kings. Understandably, with small point totals like that, Alkoz has question marks surrounding his hands and offensive upside. From a Canucks perspective, Alkoz is a local boy from Port Moody, so that would be a nice bonus. Fyodor Avramov, LW. Kapitan Stupino, MHL. Dobber Prospects has Russian winger Fyodor Avramov ranked 93rd overall, describing him as a raw but skilled hulking winger who uses his physicality liberally. The 6 feet 3 inches Avramov has 44 points in 49 games in the MHL, Russia's junior league, and has a SC bottom 6 potential in the NHL. He's got great hands and a strong physical game, but questions around his skating. He will need a few years and is far from a slam dunk NHLer, but the raw tools are intriguing, says Sebastian Hai from Dabur. Kasper Pekarinen, RW, TPS U20, Liga U20. Scott Wheeler at The Athletic has Finnish winger Kasper Pekarinen ranked 93rd overall. In what is apparently becoming a bit of a theme, Pekarinen is also 6'3". Pekarinen is a scrappy, competitive, physical player who fits a fourth-line profile, says Wheeler. He's strong and sturdy. There isn't a check he won't finish. He's a tone-setter and pest. While 28 points in 34 games in Finland's under-20 league is pretty modest production and there are question marks about his hockey IQ and offensive upside, he's one of the youngest players in the draft, not turning 18 until August 7, so he has plenty of room to improve. A hard shot and some playmaking ability suggest he could find a higher ceiling with the right development. Andre Coes, LW, Ilves Jr. Liga U20. Wheeler's colleague at The Athletic, Corey Pronman, likewise has a winger out of the Finnish Junior League, Andre Coes, ranked 93rd, though he is originally from Czechia. The 6'1" Coes was loaned to KOOVEE in the Mestis League, the Finnish second division, and had 5 points in 14 games. He played a bigger role in international play for Czechia. He skates and handles the puck like an NHL forward and can create a lot of offense off the rush, said Pronman. He's not overly physical, but he gives an honest effort, can PK and create at the net. Pronman suggests that Coes projects as a bottom six winger in the NHL, but admits that his struggles after a COVID-19 complication makes him unsure of that projection. Benjamin Poitras, RW, LW, Green Bay Gamblers, USHL. Recruit scouting has Canadian winger Benjamin Poitras ranked 93rd overall. Poitras is in his second year of eligibility, though he won't turn 19 until July 18, making him only a little bit older than some of the older players in their first year of eligibility. Poitras had 20 goals and 53 points in the USHL this past season, good for third on the Gamblers behind drafted prospects Julian Lutz and Jason Chagabe. He's committed to Northeastern University in the NCAA for next season. He attacks off the boards and works with his teammates well, though he doesn't inspire much drive through the neutral zone on his own, says Gabriel Foley from Recruit Scouting. I'm not sure how close Poitras is to his ceiling, but he'll carve out a fine pro role if he can continue adding to the reliable, entry support role he developed this year. Timur Kohl, D, Omsky Krylia, VHL. Flo Hockey has Russian defenseman Timur Kohl ranked 93rd. Like some other prospects in this range, Kohl is 6'3" and quite young. He doesn't turn 18 until August 23rd. Kohl played at basically every level in Russia he was eligible for, including a couple of games in the KHL. He spent the longest time in the VHL, Russia's second-tier professional league, playing against men. He had 8 points in 23 games, leading all first-time draft-eligible defensemen in scoring. Honestly, sticking in the VHL for 23 games as a defenseman is pretty impressive all on its own. Perhaps that's because of his strong defensive game, as Elite Prospects describes him as boring but effective. Still, there's some offensive upside thanks to his shot. Some of his late-season games where he was playing a bigger role for Osk's U20 team showed his quality as a trigger man from the point, says Flo Hockey. He shoots an awful lot and has a higher-end shot from the back end. Ryerson Leenders, G, Mississauga Steelheads, OL. FC Hockey has Canadian goaltender Ryerson Leenders ranked 93rd overall, but it should be noted that most other rankings have him higher, suggesting he could go in the second round. As one of the top-ranked goaltenders, it seems likely that a team looking for future help in net will take Leenders much earlier than 93 road. Plays a quiet, controlled game and forces rebounds into smart areas when he's locked in, said Elite Prospects. Solid play reading ability bodes well for success at the next level. Emil Vinny, G, Joe KP, Mestis. Tankathon has Finnish goaltender Emil Vinny ranked 93rd overall. It's a similar story as Leenders. Other rankings suspect he'll go much higher in the draft as one of the best goaltenders available. Very active and assertive in the crease, but not overly aggressive, says Elite Prospects. He controls pucks with his hands extremely well, and his elite edgework completes the package. Nathan Villeneuve, C., Sudbury Wolves. OL. The consolidated ranking from Elite Prospects, which combined multiple different prospect rankings into one list, has Canadian center Nathan Villeneuve ranked 93rd overall. The 6'0" forward had 50 points in 56 games for the Sudbury Wolves in the OL, but he was stuck in a third-line role behind a talented top-six group. A larger role could lead to a breakout year next season. More importantly, he plays a pro-style game with the way he uses his teammates to create openings. Villeneuve's a feisty, high-pace attacker with a lockdown defensive game, says Elite Prospects. When he's not throwing hits and winning battles, he's eliminating off-puck threats and pickpocketing the puck carrier. When the puck arrives on his stick, he instantly takes the middle or starts a give and go to attack the zone with speed. Villeneuve might not have the creativity to become a top-six forward in the NHL, but he's got the right toolset to be an impactful bottom-six center.